do the Maimer Shinantam Livonecho. This is the 41st Maimer in Mamorim Mulukotim in Chelik Dalad. This is one in the of the Maimorim in the end of the fourth Chelik, in which they put together different Maimorim that the Rebbe wasn't fully Magia. In this Maimer, it says that the Rebbe was Magia several tikkunim, and I'm assuming that those notes that start with letters, that reference with letters, are the notes that the Rebbe added versus the other ones who are numbered. But in any event, we'll do this Maimer now. The Rebbe said this Maimer on early Yom Vav Erev Shabbos Kodesh and Parshas V'Eschanon. So that was a Thursday night in the portion of Eschanon, which was Chamish Osur Ba'ov Heitovshin Lamed Ches. And as it says, it was Anocha Bilti Mugo. It's the Maimer Vishnamtun Levanecho V'Dibarta Bom. The Rebbe discusses in this Maimer the difference between the first parsha of Shema, in which it says first about the mitzvah of studying Torah, and then it talks about the mitzvah of tefillin, which is mitzvahs. Torah comes before mitzvahs. And in the parsha Shniyah, the order is reversed. Over there it says first the kshartem, that the mitzvah of tefillin, and then with the madritem ha'isim about limudat Torah. The Rebbe discusses about these two levels in which Torah is greater, comes before mitzvahs. In order to do mitzvahs, you have to know the Torah, how to do them, but there is an advantage of mitzvahs because they come down in Dvarim Gashmiim. They have a greater and a higher and elevated impact, as the Rebbe brings down, from all of the Hishtalshulus and the bitter of Nitzutzis, when the person is Mevarir, the Nitzutzis of Chai, that is, goes to a higher place even than the Nitzutzis of the Medaber himself. And as the Rebbe will explain, the Rebbe ties this also in to the special Tezvav Ba'av, why it was the greatest Yom Tov. And also with the same idea, because the descent of Av was so great, so that's why the elevation is great. We'll go step by step. The Pasuk says that you should teach them to your sons and speak in them. That's talking about the Torah. After it talks about teaching your children limudat Torah, speaking Torah, ulachar izen nemar ukshartem lo yisal yodecho goymer. Then the Pasuk talks about tying the tefillin on your hand and the tefillin on your head. This is the mitzvah's tefillin. Now when we talk about mitzvah's tefillin, even though it's a single, one of the 613 mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah, but mitzvah's tefillin represents mitzvahs in general. We have limudat Torah v'shinantum levanecho, and then we have tying it, which is mitzvah's tefillin, because Allah amru razal, about whom our sages of blessed memory say about mitzvah's tefillin, that huksho kol ha-Torah kulo l'tfilin. All of the Torah has been equated to tefillin. What's meant here when we say all of Torah, not talking about limud ha-Torah, we're talking specifically shakavona bazehi la mitzvah shebetorah. The intention here is the mitzvahs of the Torah, not the limud. The mitzvahs of Torah are equated to the mitzvah of tefillin, all mitzvahs. So basically, that the mitzvah of tefillin is equals all mitzvahs. So by writing the mitzvah of tefillin after talking about teaching your children about Limud HaTorah, the order is first Limud HaTorah and then mitzvahs. V'hainu. So that is Akosuv Magdim Inyan HaTorah L'Inyan HaMitzvahs. The Pasuk precedes and brings down first the idea of Torah, and then we have the mitzvahs. So it's known, the question, the pointed out by our rebbes, our leaders, Shabiparsha Shniya de Krishma, in the second portion of Shema. The first portion is Shema Vahavto. Then later on, we have in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk brings down the second part, Vahoyim Shamoya. That's later in Chumash Dvarim. Is Nemar, but over there the order is the other way around. Who says Ukshartem Oisom LeOis Al Yadchem? First tied on your hands, which is the mitzvah of tefillin. And then the Pasuk says, V'lemadetem oisam es b'neichem, teach him your sons. So we have the mitzvah of tefillin, and then limud HaTorah shekosu zehu b'seder hafuch. This Pasuk is in the reverse order, shemagdim inyan hamitzvahs, that he precedes the idea of mitzvahs tefillin, first linyan HaTorah before HaTorah. So this is pointed out by the Maimorim, that how come the first parsha talks about in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah before, and in the second parsha it talks the mitzvahs before Limud HaTorah. So that's the one point, that this is different than the two parshas have the orders reversed. But the Rebbe also says it's also connected to the parsha that it is. So the first parsha, the Rebbe explanation is going to explain why in the first parsha this comes first. It's not just that in one place is first Torah and then mitzvahs, and in the second place it's mitzvahs and then Torah, but over here in specifically the first parsha, we're talking about Torah first and then mitzvahs. Gam tzorich lovin. Mahu hatam shaseidesh Torah kodemus limitzvahs. What's the reason that this order, that Torah comes before mitzvahs, hu beparsha rishoyna de kriya shema? That's in the first portion of the Shema. And the order that mitzvahs come before Torah is specifically in the second portion of the Shema. So the placement where one comes first has a connection, and the Rebbe we need to explain why this is in the first parsha and this is in the second parsha. And also, how we describe the study of Torah. In the first parsha, it says, Vishinantam levanecha. Shinantam means you should be sharp. Sharp means that when you ask you a halacha, you should sharp answer right away. So in the first parsha, it says, Vishman talks about Limud HaTorah, it says it in the pasuk, in the way of Vishinantam levanecha. And then in the second parsha, when we talk about Limud HaTorah, it says v'lamadetem gam tzorich lahavin diuk haloshin b'negei l'inyan HaTorah. Also to understand the exact language as it pertains to the idea of Torah. Se beparsha rishoyno ne'amar v'shinantom gover. In the first parsha, it says v'shinantom kipirush Rashi. Mimed Rashi Razal, as Rashi interprets it in the Chumash, brought down from the Medrashim of our sages of blessed memory, Shuhu Loshoin Chidud. It comes from the language Shinanta, means sharpened. שיהיו מחודדים בפיך, that it should be sharp in your mouth. What does it mean? Sharp in the mouth means it should be readily available, be able to respond immediately. אם ישאלך אדם דבר, or halacha, if a person asks you a halacha, לא תצריך לגמגם בי, אלא אמר לי מיד. You don't need to hesitate, but you can say immediately. So Vishinantum is talking about specifically, there are notes from Toysas, the word halacha, that when a person asks you halacha, you can say immediately without hesitation. So that's the first Vishinantum Levonecha. And then the Pasuk continues, V'dibartabom, v'ra'achachach ne'mar v'dibartabom. Only afterwards says speak in them. But the first thing is sharp answer right away. This is the Torah, as it's mentioned in the first parsha, which comes before the mitzvahs. V'ilu v'parsha sh'niyah ne'mar v'limadetem goymer. But in the second portion over there, it says just v'limadetem. Over there, this includes all types of learning. There's not specifically sharpened halacha to ask, you know what to answer. It's generally study Torah. So why over here, which means gam im halimud einu ba'ifan de mechudet b'fichachulu, even if it's not studying in such a way that it's sharp in your mouth, just the Torah wants you to learn. So the first portion where Torah comes before mitzvahs, it's specifically vishinantum, the level of chidud should be sharp. And when it talks about the second parsha over there, is talking about just mitzvahs first, ukshartim first, the mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvahs. And then Torah, it talks about stam, vilimadetem, to study, which includes all different types of study. So the Rebbe asked the various questions and the differences, whether why Torah comes first in the first parsha and then mitzvahs in the second parsha, mitzvahs comes first, then how it relates specifically to the first parsha. In the first parsha first comes Torah and then mitzvahs, and the second parsha mitzvahs comes before Torah, and also that the way Torah is mentioned in the first parsha, it's mentioned in a way of vishinamtom, to be sharp, as opposed to in the second parsha over there is talking about limudat Torah. How does this all explain? As the Rebbe will explain that in the first parsha, which the purpose of the first parsha is present before you can do mitzvahs, you need to know the halacha, you need to have Torah. Before that, there is the procedure that you come first to learning, because without learning, you can't do mitzvahs. So that's basically the first parsha, and that's why it needs to be sharp, it needs to be halacha. We're not talking about an advantage of learning Torah over mitzvahs, but we're talking about the necessity of learning Torah over mitzvahs. That's to answer halacha, to know right away, because you need to know what to do. The second parsha is talking mostly about the advantage of mitzvahs over Torah, because that's why mitzvahs comes first. The fact that mitzvahs deal with dvarim gashmim, and Torah is aloi koi dvarakesh, even comes milmaila, as we'll see. So over there, it's negayah to Torah in generally, not just halacha, as the Rebbe will explain in this later on in the maimon. Base. So yes, we can explain this issue behagdim biyurinyan chamisha ba'osar ba'ov by first introducing the idea of the 15th of Av. Shazawinyan shazman grama, that's the concept which is time is appropriate to cause now, because the maimer is said on chamisha osar ba'ov, to explain this by explaining about Chamisha Osor Be'ov. But here too, the Issa B'Mishnah, the Mishnah, Masechta Tainis says, that lehoyu yomim tovim li Yisrael chamisha osur ba'av uchayim ha-kippurim, that the Yidden did not have such great Yom Tovs like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. These were two of the greatest Yomim Tovim, and there was no other Yom Tov equal to them. Why? Is Kimavur beGemara Prote Advarim Barucha? In the Gemara, it details exactly Yom Kippurim is a day of Slicha, Chamisha Osur Ba'av. As the Gemara explains, what were the joyous, the occasions, several, many reasons over there, as brought down in the Gemara. But here, the Rebbe is going to concentrate that it has to do with the number Chamisha Osir, when this Kaima Sira Ba'ash Lemusa, the moon is a full moon, which means it shows on the highest level. It's explained in the Maimorim of our Rebbes, our leaders. Shemiloshen Chazal loy hoyu yomim tovim chulu mashma. Since the language of our sages of blessed memory, the word yomim tovim mashma, that all yomim tovim is included, that means that Chamisha Osir Ba'av, which is not even a Torah command, and yet this is greater than Yom Tov, than the Yom Tov the Torah, than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, is mashma. So they say it appears that Tezva Be'ov, who lemaylo gam hayomim tovim shem Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It's mashma that Chamisha Osir Be'ov is higher, also the Yom Tovim, which is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. V'lechayre. And the Rebbe wonders why. If we talk about the 15th Kaimos Sihir B'Shlemusa, when the moon is a full moon that represents the greatness, the full moon, a great, a high level, that would be towards Shavuos, but Pesach and Sukkot are also on the 15th. So why would Chamisha Osir Ba'av be greater than Pesach and Sukkos? L'chayre, and it would seem, afilo im timtzo leimar habiyur b'maylos Chamisha Osir Ba'av l'gabi Shavuos. Even if you'll find to say, explain, what is the advantage of Chamisha Osir Ba'av over Shavuos? Shezehu mitzad ha'ilui d'yoyim Chamisha Osir b'chodesh. That there is, and because of the advantage of the 15th of the month, Shavuos is only on the 6th of the month. But it's 15th of the month has an advantage, and therefore Chamisha Osir Ba'av can be greater than Shavuos. Shaboy Kaimas Sihar Ba'ash Lemusa, in which the moon is complete, a full moon on Chamisha Osir. Adayin Tzorich Bihiru Behesber, but we still need an explanation. And we need to explain b'maylas Chamisha Osir Ba'av al Chamisha Osir b'Nisan Pesach v'Chamisha Osir b'Tishrei Sukkos. We have to understand what is the advantage of the 15th of Av over Chamisha Osir b'Nisan Pesach and Chamisha Osir b'Tishrei Sukkos. Pesach and Sukkos are also on the 15th. They're also Sihara b'Shlemus, also full moon. So why would they be lo yomim tovim la Chamisha Osir Ba'av when we have other yomim tovim in HaTorah, Pesach and Sukkos, which are on 15th, 15th of Nisan and 15th of Tishrei? Afa pisha b'shloshtom, all three of them, yeshnoi, which means Pesach, Sukkos, and Chamisha Osir Ba'av, yeshnoi ha'ilui, they all have the advantage, the yom Chamisha Osir B'chodesh, of the 15th day of the month, Shaboy Kaima Sihara Ba'ash Lemusa, in which the moon is complete, is full. So, the explanation given to that, this is because Tisha B'Av comes after the descent of, Chamisha Osir Ba'av comes after Tisha B'Av. And there was a tremendous Yerida, and because there was a great Yerida, the elevation that follows is Chamisha Osir Ba'av, has a greater advantage. Du habir b'zed, known the explanation in the Shemailas Chamish Osir b'Ovhi, what is the advantage of the 15th of Ov? Li yoseh b'chodesh Ov, because it's in the month of Ov. It's not just the 15th, but it's in the month of Ov. Shahas cholosei ba'ifon shal yirida gedoyla. It starts off, the beginning of the month of Av starts off in a way of a great descent. Va'ad, to the extent, we don't just call it a big descent, we call it a double descent. Yirida achar yirida. It was one descent after another descent. Shezehu inyam, because this is what we say, they were smitten double, which was not just a one, it was a double smitten. Beglal, and why did they get smitten double? Because it was a double descent. Beklal hayirida b'matzav haruchni b'oifen shachatu b'kiflayim. It was because of descent in their spiritual standing, so they sinned double, they got smitten double. That means that the Yidden were on a very low level. And because it comes from such a low level, that it starts off with such a descent, when we come to the 15th of the month, and therefore also the elevation that follows it becomes Shabo la'achrei avodas hatshuva, which comes after the service of tshuva for the sins that brought that yirida, ba'ofen, also represented in the lashon a double tshuva, like it says the bochoy tivka, that bochoy tivka, as it says in the Eichel, that two times crying, b'chia b'kiflaim, a double crying. So this is the way of teshuvah that comes through a double effort to make up for the double yirida that brought the double makah, loko b'kiflayim. So when you come to the elevation, he be'ofen the nechamo b'kiflayim, it's in a way of a comfort, double, nachamu, nachamu, it becomes a double comfort. Va'ad la'aliyah hachi nailis, until a very great, the highest level of elevation. That's why Chamish Asur B'Av, there's no other Yom Tov, because the experience came from all the ways to the bottom. That's why the Nechama is a very great Aliyah. Shaloi be'erech me'aliyah the Chamish Asur B'Nisan v'Chamish Asur B'Tishrei, uncomparable to the elevation. Chamish Asur B'Nisan and Chamish Asur B'Tishrei are both full moon, and Pesach and Sukkot are on a very high level, but nothing is compared to Chamisha Asar Be'ov, Lohoyu Yomim Tovim Chamisha Asar Be'ov, since this follows a tremendous descent and a tremendous teshuvah, a double which the elevation is much greater. Now, the Rebbe wants to bring out that actually when we measure Chamisha Asar B'Tishrei relative to Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, also Chamisha Asar B'Tishrei seems to be on a higher elevation, because Tishrei follows the month of Elul, which is the idea of Teshuvah for 30 days, Bochzo, Viyov, Yimo, Yerech, Yomim. It's a level of Teshuvah. And then you come to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, till you come to Sukkot. It's a level of Teshuvah in a specific, as opposed to Pesach, which is the time of the birth of the Jewish people, Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Jewish people were born, came into a nation, they were tzaddikim. But Tishrei relative to Nisan, Sukkos relative to Pesach is considered a level of tshuva versus tzaddikim, but still, relative to Chamisha Asar Be'av, they are still step by step. They're not the real level of descent of an elevation. The real elevation comes by Chamisha Asar Be'av, as the Rebbe will explain now. The Proti is Yoser and more specific. Hinegam Chamisha Asar B'Tishrei Hu Aliyah Shal Acharei Hayirida. Also, Chamisha Asar B'Tishrei is an elevation that comes after the descent. It's also a descent, and you need the level of tshuva when we talk about Tishrei. When we talk about Sukkos, okay, do achiluk bein Nisan leTishrei, has known the difference between Nisan and Tishrei. Nisan is considered the avodah of tzaddikim, and Tishrei is the avodah of Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva means that you have an yerida and you're going to be elevated. So the chiluk is in yonei shel Nisan hu avodas hatzaddikim. But the idea of Nisan is the service of tzaddikim. Sharei b'tzeisam mimitzrayim hoyu bnei Yisrael b'dargo shel tzaddikim. When the Yidden left Egypt, Mitzrayim, they were in a level of tzaddikim. How so? The ger shen izgayer kikotn shenoy l'domit. A ger that is converts is like a child born, meaning when you convert, the Jewish people converted at the time, they became a people. So now they are newborns. A newborn doesn't have any remnant from before. There's no nothing. It's something new. Starts a whole new slate. They're tzaddikim. This also corresponds to the idea that Pesach is correspond to Avraham Avinu, because the difference between the level of a tzaddik is to be mamshich milmailo lemato, and the avoda of Yitzchok or the avoda of a Baal Tshuva is milmato lemailo, is from above, to elevate and bring up what's down to above. So the level of hamshocha is on Nisan, that corresponds to Avraham Avinu. Shemidosei midas ha-chesed. The measure of Avraham was the measure of chesed. What is chesed? Chesed is to be mamshich, to bring down. Gevura is to elevate. Vavidosei hoiso be'oifen shel hashpo milmailu lamata. The service of Avraham was in a way to give the influence from above to below. Kemoisha Kosuv, like the Pasuk says, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Havaye Kel Oilom, that he proclaimed over there, as the Pasuk says, he announced and he proclaimed in the name of Hashem that the Eibishter is Kel Oilom, the God world, which means there is no difference between Hashem is the world, not Keil Ha'olam. There is a world, and the Eibishter is Keil Ha'olam. He's the God of the world. He's in control and charge of the world. But no, it says Keil Ha'olam. World is godliness. There is nothing. He's not separate. There is not even a distinction between. He's really one with the world. He's not in charge of the world, but there is no world. He is the world. Behainu. So that means that was his announcement. Sheim shechalakus ba'olam. He draw down godliness in the world. Liyas lo yizborich dira betachtonim. So that Hashem blessed has a dwelling place in the lower worlds. Lo yirag ba'oifen shahakodesh baruch hu hukeil ha'olam. Not only in a manner that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the God of the worlds, keil ha'olam. Godliness in the world became all one, Kel Oilam, not Kel Ha'olam, Kel Oilam. Shezeu klolus inyan avodas hatzadikim. So this is the avodah of tzadikim, to bring down godliness into the world. That's Avraham, that's Nisan, that's the avodah of tzadikim. Pesach, they were born. It's kodesh shnei ledomi. It is level of tzadikim. Mashenk in Tishrei, as opposed to Tishrei, the name Tishrei is Tovshin Reish, that goes from the bottom to the top. That's returning. That's bringing elevation. Hare Hashem Tishrei Atzma. Tishrei name is the Hubis Seder, is in the order Tashrak, which is Tovshin Reish Kuf, going from the bottom up, Shumil Mato Lemaila, which is from below to above. That's just in the name. But what is the avodah? Agam ha'avodah the chedesh tishrei. The avodah is hatshuva. Also, the service of the month of Tishrei. In the service of tshuva. Tshuva is the month of Tishrei. Shalochein bo la'achrei hagdomas ha'avodah the chedesh elul. That's why it comes after the introduction of the avodah of the month of Elul. Tishrei follows the month of Elul, because Elul is the time of Teshuvah, or Charota Lo'ovar, the regret for the past. That's the month of Tishrei, Elul. B'Charota Lo'ovar, v'achar kach Kabbalah Teva Lahavo. And then you make the good decision for the future, which starts with the month of Tishrei. Until you come to the 15th of Tishrei, Shekaimo Siro Ba'ashlomuso, in which the moon is in full, Shozwa Yom Tov the Sukkos, that's the Yom Tov Sukkos. Adla Siyim, Chosmos Loy, to the end and complete of Sukkos, of the 15th, Besim Shmina Atzeret, Besim Chastoida, in Shmina Atzeret, Besim Chastoida, Kivur, Barucha, Badrushim, as explained at length in the Maimorim that talked the difference between Nisan and Tishrei. So basically, as the Rebbe pointed out, that the chilek between Nisan and Tishrei is also that Tishrei is the level of Teshuvah. It's Tashrak, the name is Tishrei. It comes after the month of Elul. It comes to then to the 15th. So it's the process of, from the bottom up, a level of return, the level of Teshuvah versus Tishrei, which is the level of Tzadikim, or Nisan, which is the level of Tzadikim. So, if we go in specific, we see there's a difference between these two 15th of Tishrei and Nisan. However, even Tishrei that we're saying that you're going up, the Rebbe explains now, it's a level of teshuva, but it's still in an orderly way. So therefore, that's also considered to be similar to the Avodas Tzadikim, because you a month, and then you have the month of Elul, and then you have the Tishrei, until you come to the level. And it's not the real level of Teshuvah, which we experience on the month of Av, which comes in a one jolt, in one movement to change around from the Tisha B'Av, as Rebbe will explain, even on Tisha B'Av itself, it changes around. Omnom Inyan Zed, this idea, Shagam Chodesh Tishrei Hu Aliyah Shalachra Yerida, that also the month of Tishrei is an elevation that follows a descent, mitzad avodas hatshuva sheboy, because the service of tshuva, which is in the month of Tishrei, hurak be'erech ulegabe chodesh Nisan, that's only when you compare it and you measure it next to the month of Nisan, so Tishrei is considered avodas hatshuva. Mash'en ki be'erech ulegabe chodesh Av, as a but when you measure it, compare it to, and when you measure it next to the month of Av, it's only on the Av was a descent that has a total, uncomparable descent Churban Beis Hamikdash v'Golus v'Chulu. We have the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. We have the exile that took place. That's a incomparable descent. B'chol HaProtim, and all the details. That only was the month of Av. So, if you want to compare it to the month of Av, Harigam ha'avodah d'chodesh Tishrei. So then, even the avodah of the month of Tishrei, Shinyon avodah satshuva, which is the avodah satshuva, Hialderech avodah satzadikim. This is still considered similar to the avodah satzadikim, even though it's avodah satshuva compared to the month of Nisan. Va'inyan b'zeh, the idea is dehinei. Avoidas Hatshuva Shebechodesh Tishrei, the Avoid of Tshuva in the month of Tishrei, Ba'ifun Shehal Halicha Darga Achad Darga. It's in a way that you go one step after the other step. Shalochein Tzorich Lisagdomo Diyarech Yomim. That's why you need the introduction of 30 days. Ubach Sesaviyav Imo Yerech Yomim, the Pasuk says, to cry that this means you need a month. It's a process of the kivur, the kutetera laharizal, as explained. The kutetera laharizal, the kutetera ladmarazokin, shakoyi alavoida dechedeshelu. When it says that you cry for a month, that refers to the avoid of the month of Elul. Shal yideze through that yerech yomim nas is halicha darga achadarga. You go step after step at sheboim. Lahadarged Rosh Hashanah till you come to the step of Rosh Hashanah. Went through the 30 days, you come to the Rosh Hashanah. Shu gam harish the Chodesh Tishrei. And then, so when we're talking about Tishrei, Nisan of, so Rosh Hashanah is the head, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's also the head of the month of Tishrei. So then, step by step, you come to the shlemus in which the full moon, b'mei sukkos. Shas cholosom b'chamisha osur b'chodesh. They begin on the 15th. They go to shmini atzeres simchaster. Shein ki b'chodesh ov, but in the month of Av, as opposed to ein zeboy from shalalicha medarga ledarga. It's not in a way of going step by step. The elevation is immediately after the descent of Tisha B'Av. The Rebbe minakotz alakotz, from one extreme to the other extreme, from the total descent, you go to the total elevation. While revealed way, the Rebbe will explain, it takes place on Chamisha Osar B'Av, but really, it starts immediately on Tisha B'Av itself. The change around is immediately. That's the power of month of Av, in which the descent, and therefore is so extreme, the elevation becomes immediate. And it's on a high level. Min ha-kotz ha-kotz. But to such an extent, she'inyan ha-nechama yeshno kvar b'Tisha B'Av atzmoi, that the idea of the comfort is already on Tisha B'Av itself. Shezeu she'emirim b'tfilas mincha, already in Tfilas mincha of Tisha B'Av we say, Menachem tziyein u'beinu Yerushalayim, comfort tziyein and built Yerushalayim is the bracha of Nachem that we do in the Shemen Esra of mincha. And why do we do that? Lifi she'oz noilad Mashiach, because Mashiach was already created, was born on Tisha B'Av. Moshiach shel Yisrael, who is the savior of the Yidden. So we already have on Tisha B'Av the comfort that Mashiach was born then. Because Mashiach she'in yonei hu hanekuda v'ho iker v'ho etzem de tshuva. Mashiach is the point, the main, and he's the essence of Teshuva. He was born, so the Teshuva, the main part of Teshuva, is right away born. This issue comes about on Tisha B'Av itself. Behainu she'inyan the latest Mashiach, as the Rebbe says here in the Maimer, Ba'isa Hayyoyim, Toikifu Miyad, Mamish, U'Ba'isa Regem. the Rebbe, in the Maimer, and the Rebbe fixes over here, it looks like this is the Ha'oros from the Rebbe, that this happened immediately, which is Tokyo for Miyab. How do we see this? And that day and that instant. In that day, so it brings down from the Gemara, Okamai Merazal. This is brought down in the Gemara and in Eicha, actually Medrash, in Eicha Rabbah, not in the Gemara, that is brought down, the Goso Porosoi. So the person's cow, it started to make noise. And they asked, what was the noise? It says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'toikev miyad goso pam shniya. And immediately it made another sound, the poro. V'amarleis, he said, what is this second sound? The noilad Mashiach shel Yisrael. That means immediately that the Mashiach shel Yisrael was born. So we see in the same day, 1 minute it was the Churban, and then we have the comfort. Then we have Mashiach shel Yisrael, the level of Tshuva. And more than that, the Rebbe says, Uvoisei Harega. This is actually in that same instant. And here, the Rebbe brings down from the Medrash, why do we say it's in that instant? The Lochein Korile Mizmer. The Gemara asked the question, why does he say Mizmer La'osof, a song for Osof? He talks about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that the song is that the Eivish there, instead of putting out his anger against the people, he burned the Beis HaMikdash. And so that means, while he is destroying the Beis HaMikdash, it's a song. The Gemara, the Medrash says, L'chein kori le mizmer, ki behasreifo, ki lo chamose. He calls it mizmer because he completed his anger. He didn't leave anything over for his whole anger he put out on the woods and on the stones on the Beis HaMikdash. So, Oysa Hayoim, Oysa Rega Shatachlis Hayerida. In that very moment, day, in that very instant, when there is the total descent, Uboy Fun Shenim Shech Bigoli Bikama in Yonim, and then this actually results in many ideas, various different things, Shemashilim. That after midday of Tisha B'Av, there's leniencies already of the restrictions of the day of Tisha B'Av, so we see that there's a turnaround. Sha'asib l'kachi beglal, shazohuz manli, that's Mashiach. The reason for this is because this is the time Mashiach was born. So here we have an instant. But here we're talking about Chamisha Osor B'Av. This is only for it to come out b'gilus, only so that that revelation, that experience, that change around should be complete. You have to wait till the 15th of Av. So basically, what it happens right away is that's the power of that when the descent is so great, the return is in a much higher level. So you have to wait till Chamisha Osor B'Av to become out the Gilu. And the Rebbe brings out this from another idea in that Gemara itself. The Gemara over there discusses in the Tainis that the Yidden weren't sure. They used to, every year, they used to dig their graves and lie down there, and all the people that was between 20 and 60 would die before. But that last year, they weren't sure if they're included, if they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael or they're supposed to die. But they laid in their graves until Chamisha Osor, the 15th of when they saw the moon and they didn't die, they knew already, because like this, maybe it wasn't the full moon, maybe they made a mistake, maybe they didn't calculate correctly. So you see that the revelation of what took place on Tisha B'Av took till the 15th for it to come out in the open. That's the same thing idea that the Rebbe says it happened on that very same day, but it took till the 15th, it came out. Similar that we find that the reason of the Yom Tov Chamisha Bas Bav Li Yosei Yom Shekalu Bemeisa Midbar, because it's the day in which the people who died in the desert stopped dying at that day. Shat Chamisha Osor Ba'av Hoyosofik Bedover, till the 15th of Av, there was a question, it wasn't sure. When the moon was in full, the 15th of Av came around, as I nisbarer. So then it was verified that they already concluded during Tisha B'Av. And they are a complete community. They are complete, the wholesome. They're no longer dying. There's nobody, everybody is there. It's complete. Shakosu behem ve'atem advekim ba'Hashem elekechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. About them, the Pasuk says, you are connected to Hashem, you're all alive today, they're all going to Eretz Yisroel. Ve'imdim lekones le'aretz, they're destined to go into the land to Eretz Yisroel. Ve'gula hamitis ve'hashlema, in the true and complete redemption, they go yelrishen. Who is the first redeemer, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Goyel Rishon. He takes them out of Mitzrayim, and he is the one who's supposed to take them in also in Eretz Yisrael. HaKishuro im HaGa'ula al Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is also tied, the Goyel Rishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, is tied to the redemption, the Ga'ula, through the righteous Mashiach, Shu Goyel Achrin. He is Goyel Rishon, who Goyel Achrin will take us out. Also, Kiyadua, as known, Shekol HaGoliyos Nikroim Al Shem Mitzrayim. So, going out of that Mitzrayim over there and being redeemed by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Goyel Rishon, is also connected, because as long as we're still in, not in the Gula Hamitas of the Mashiach, we're still in Golu, so we still have to get out same Gula, because we're still in Mitzrayim. Kedua Shekola Golu Yis Nikro Hashem Mitzrayim. Old exiles are called, it's not a new exile, they're all called Mitzrayim. All exiles are called Mitzrayim, Lefishi Yesh Bahem Ha'inyan de Golus Mitzrayim, because they have some of the Golus Mitzrayim. Al Derech Ze Yeshno Gulas Mitzrayim Uchol HaGulis. Just like there is the Mitzrayim, all the exiles are called Mitzrayim, the redemption is also a Gula Mitzrayim. Va'ad Val Shmo Nikroim Kol HaGulis. And all redemptions are called going out of Mitzrayim, ad legula ha'achreino, until the final and last redemption, gula amitis v'ashleimim in golu ze ha'achrein. The true and complete redemption from this last golus, she'en achreha golus, there will be no golus after it. So this is also le'nemar, as the days you go to Mitzrayim, I'll show you wonders. So therefore, this is all preparing us for the Geula, starting with Tisha B'Av till the ultimate Geula, because this is really that Geula to Eretz Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, through Moshe Rabbeinu, through Mashiach. It's all one continuous Geula. Ulahoyir, the Rebbe just points out on a point over here, Shekein Hugam Benegei LeParshas HaShavua. Now this is also applies to the portion of the week that we read in the Torah. Shatisha B'Av That Tisha B'Av and its advantage is always in the Parshas of Eschanan. Because Dvarim is always read before Tisha B'Av, so the following Shabbat, Tisha B'Av is always in the portion of Eschanan. It comes also on the 15th of in Parshas Chanon. So in the Parshas we also see the, just like the change around takes place in the Tisha B'Av itself right away, and it comes around, it's also in the Parsha. So Habo Beriga Chodo LeParsha Dvorim VeChazoin comes in a immediate instance to the portion of the Dvorim and Parshas Chazoin. So Vashchanon is follows right Parshas Dvorim and Chazoin, which talks about the destruction. So that's the point the Rebbe makes, which is the idea. It comes right away. So b'zehu ha'ilu the chodesh of afilu gabavid the chodesh tishrei. This is the advantage of the month of, even if you want to compare it to the Avodah of the month of Tishrei, which we say, lo yomim tovim, that the month of the Yom Tov of Chamisha Asbav is greater. How much more so, the Avodah of Chodesh Av is higher than the Avodah of Chodesh Nisan. The Avodah of Chodesh Tishrei hi be'ofen shel halicha ledarga ledarga. Because the Avodah of Chodesh Tishrei is in a way of going from step by step. Shetnu azu, that movement to go step by step, even though it's tshuva, shayeches l'avodas ha-tzadikim, that has a connection to the service of tzadikim, which is gradual, step by step. Ve'ilu ha'aliyah the Chodesh Av, on the other hand, the aliyah of Chodesh Av, he min ha-kotze la-kotze, is from one extreme to the other extreme. That's the special thing. That is the movement of Bala Tshuva. They go from extreme to extreme. The idea Tshuva is in one while and one instant. That's the level of Tshuva. So therefore, real change about is in the month of Av, not even in the month of Tishrei. Also, this precise wording in the saying of our sages. We talk first about Chamisha Asar B'Av and then Yom Kippur. Why Chamisha Asar B'Av? While Yom Kippur is also tshuva, but that's a level of tshuva. Step by step, as we discussed before, but it's Davke Chamisha Asar B'Av, which is that jump that it turns around B'Shaita Chodo B'Riga Chodo in one instant, the turnaround. V'Zehu Gam Adiyuk B'Maimer Razal. This is also the precise language and the saying of our sages of best of memory. Lo Yomim Tovim LiYisrael says Chamisha Asar B'Av. First, it says the 15th of Av, and then it says Zukei Yom Kippurim. First, he mentions the 15th of Av, v'achkach Yom Kippurim, and then Yom Kippurim. L'hoir is to point, to teach us. Shemailas Chamisha Asar B'Av G'doy L'yoyser M'mailas Yom Kippurim, that the advantage of Chamisha Asar B'Av is actually greater than even the advantage of Yom Kippur. Ki af al pi shebenegei L'yom Kippurim. Even though, as it relates, what's the Yom Tov Yom Kippurim? The Sparish B'Gemara, the Gemara says, what's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippurim? Shema lo sehu, he mishum di'iz be'slicha v'chila, the advantage is because it has atonement, it has forgiven, Yom Kippur Devish forgives, so that's the level of Yom Tov. Shehu inyan avodas ha'tshuva, which is the level of avodas ha'tshuva. U'mezen le'meidim, and because that's what Yom Kippur is, we know, shegam inyon shel chamisha asar b'av inyan ha'tshuva, because it puts them together, we know, that Chamisha Asar B'Av is also tshuva because it's bunched up with Yom Kippur. But yet, Chamisha Asar B'Av is mentioned first. Mekomok and Godlo, even though we only know that it's talking about Shuva Machamish Osubov from Yom Kippur, but it's greater Godlo Mailus Chamish Osubov Yoiser Mailus Yom Kippur. It's greater the advantage Chamish Osubov even more than the advantage Yom Kippur. Lefishemboi Mudgeshes Avoidus Hatshuva, because in Chamish Osubov is emphasized the service of Tshuva. In one instance, minakotza lakotza, from one extreme to the other extreme. Mashenkim yema kipurim, as opposed to yema kipurim, shaboidos hatshuva, shaboid the tshuva that comes in kippur, bo laachre avoida arucho, that comes after a long avoida in kama protim, protim, with many details and detail. Heichel merish chodesh elu kanal, starting from chodesh elu, I said before. So it's not that minakotze lakotze. That's Yom Kippur. The first is chamisha osor be'ov, because chamisha osor be'ov represent that greatness of teshuvah minakotze elakotze. Oiz dalet. Obi yur klolus oinyen, to explain the general idea that the lower, the more of the setback, the loko bekiflaim brings about later on, that the chamisha osor of the month of Av becomes on a much higher madrege than before. So explain this idea in general. Kimuva ba'ad rushim haklau, as brought down in the Maimorim, the rule shehaliyah hi be'erech hayirida, that the elevation is relative to the descent. Velochein, and therefore kasher hayirida hi ad lamata mato b'yoser, when the descent is to very, very low, hine lefum tzaira agro, as we say, that according to the pain is the reward in Pirkei Avos, that if you have more pain to do the mitzvah, you get more reward. Over here, the idea is that when the descent, the pain is so low, then the reward, the elevation is very high. Shadavke oz naseha aliyah lemayla b'yoser, that davke when there is a big descent, lower, then the elevation is higher and higher. Balderech hamivur bekama mekoyim is similar to what's explained in many places. Shekasher nitzut kedusha nimtza lemato mato. When you have a spark of kedusha that is very, very low, it finds itself lower and lower. Hadeza gufa moire. So that itself points to the fact that the root of that spark is very, very high. Because everything which is very high goes down and comes down very low. So we see that coming down very low means that it comes from very high. As we find in the writings of the Arizal, and it's brought down in the Maimorim of Rabbi Sein Yisenu, become mekaymes in many places. But Peter Shap Kosu, to explain the pasuk, says, "Kiloy al alechem levada yichya ha'odam." Person does not live just from the physical bread. But it's the moitze pi havaye, the asor mamor is the dvar havaye, which is mechaye the lechem. So that is the moitze that comes from pi havaye, that yichya odom. So why does the person need to live from the spark that's in the lechem, but the person has the dvar havaye, which created man, Adam, also nitzutz of Hashem? Why does he need the nitzutz which is in the lechem to yichya Adam? So explains over there, Daf al pi shegam ba'odam yeshna mitzvah pi havaya, even though that also in the person exists, that mitzvah pi havaya, that energy, that spark from the Dvar Hashem, the mitzvah pi havaya. Mekol mokoyim daf ke al yidei mitzvah pi havaya shebelechem. And yet it's the mitzvah pi havaya lech shelamata min ha'odam, which is lower the person, the person gets his vitality together with the Mitzapiavai, which is in the Odom. They get their energy, their Yichya is from the Mitzapi Havaya, which is in the Lach. The Fi Vahainu, the Fisha Mitzapi Havaya Shebichai, because the level of Mitzapi Havaya, which is in the Chai. Ulamatam is an even lower, but Tzemeach v'doimim, Shalamatam Eodam, which is lower than the person, Shor Sheim, Mimokum Gavoya Yeser, is rooted from a more higher place. V'lachein, Daf Kalidei, Avoidas Eodam, Amitzi, Pi Havayi, Shebedameich Tzeir, Vaychai, Tzemeach Tzemeidemim, Tzemeach Chai, Davke, when the person works with the Meitze Pi Havayi, which is in Demeich, Demeim, Tzemeach Chai, Laloi, so the Shorshu Mekoyre, to bring it up to its root, and source of the Maila Meshedesh Odom, which is higher than the root of man. Nasa Ilukam Be'odom, that brings about an elevation also in the person. Yichya Odom, person lives because the spark in the Demim Tzemeach and the Chai is higher, and the person who works with them and elevates them to their level also gives lives to the person. Al derech, so because you elevate it and you bring it up, you get elevated also to that higher level. Al derech maimer azal, similar to the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that ordering noisov noso, that the ordering carried those who carried him. So if you carry up that nitzus to the higher place, that carries you too. You're the one that's carrying it, but it carries you. That is the level of gives chayis to the person, because the person is elevating. So what do we see? That the fact that it's lower, it goes higher. And the person, the yid, who raises it to its higher level, gets the reward that it's nice nosof, that it carried those who carried it. And similarly is to the general idea of all the descents. Hey, chal ma yirida, the seder hishtalshus, to start from the yirida of the order of the evolution as things progressed and came down from the Ein Sof into the hishtalshus of the world. And also to up to the descent of exile, we get a satshuva, as explained, the get a satshuva that all this is ahu in yonishul chaydish of etishabov. This is the concept of the month of etishabov, which is the descent in golus. So oz nase inyan golus kipshute beifnachitacht, and then the idea of golus takes place literally in the lowest way. Through this you come to the greatest elevation. The greatest elevation comes through the golus. And this is the ultimate goal of the whole idea of the golus, is which is the great descent. It's not because of the idea that it's a punishment, God forbid, that is to bring him to the higher level, the level of Tar. And as the Mishnah says, V'tahare mevi lidei kedusha. And Tahara brings to Kedusha. If you want to get to Kedusha, you have to go down to the level of Golus. Golus brings you to Tahara, the Mishnah says, Kedusha. Now, in the Mishnah, it says, Tahara may be the precious, or precious, Tarim is the precious, but they are both part of the same. The Rebbe says in the order Gimel over here, the precious bechlal kedusha. Precious is it's not too separate. Basically, when we're saying tarim mevel de kedusha, although in the Pirkei Avos it says that it brings the precious and then the kedusha, but it says the precious bechlal kedusha. And the two levels with Taru Kedusha is Chochmo Bina. Basically, you get the level of Tar and level of Kedusha, which is Chochmo and Bina. And that's the, through the Golus, you reach to that level. Umi Kedusha. And then from the level of Kedusha, Ad L'Tachlis Aliyah, then you come to the highest, the ultimate elevation, the total elevation. Kasim ba Braisa Hayadua, as the conclusion of the known Braisa, that it brings you to the level of Mashiach, as Gemara Nave Dezora, Davchov. Bias Elio Hanovi brings you to the coming of Elio Hanovi Tchias HaMesir. So, this is all Golus is the impetus, and the goal of Golus is to bring you to this level of first of Kedusha and Tare, Chochmo Bina, and ultimately brings you to Eliyahu HaNavi and Tchiyas HaMesim. Now, Tchiyas HaMesim literally is the resurrection of the dead of the time of Mashiach, but it also Heichel ma'inyan de tchilas ha-meisim kifi shezutra de b'chum ha-chaya meisim. Originally, the Gemara discusses that in the Zohar, that even the smallest of the Tanoim had such power that they can resurrect the dead. So that's on a small scale, on an individual scale. But not even talking about literally, but talking about taking those parts of Kedusha that fell down in a very low level and falling down renders them sort of dead. Man de nafel midargi krim mesim, and you resurrect them. Shabichlolus inyan avodas habirurim. The tchias hamesim is the avodas habirurim. Levarir hanitzutze Kedusha shenafel lamato. To sort out the sparks of holiness that fell down the matter. The man, the nofel medarge, ikri meis, one who falls from his level is called a meis. So therefore, to bring them back means to be mechaye meisim. By sorting them out, haru mechaye isom, he resurrects them, he vitalizes them. So that means that your service of Hashem, Avedas Habirurim, to Mivarin the Tzutz Gedusha, you bring about the elevation. V'achkach Mezachi Chumay Lo'isum, then you refine them, and you elevate Ad L'Tachas HaShleimus K'mitzvus Ritzen Echot, till ultimately not just doing mitzvahs, but doing mitzvahs as the Yibishter wants you to do the mitzvahs, which is, as we say in the davening, V'shom Na'ale V'nase K'mitzvus Ritzen Echot, that will do it and as the Eibishter wants us to do mitzvahs, that's higher level of mitzvahs. So we mevarer and we mechaye and we do it k'mitzvahs ritzenecho. Omer li'il, I said earlier, she'il u'zeh shalach re'ah yirid of the golus. And as we said before, this elevation, that after the yirid of golus, that gives us such an impetus to reach, to do the mitzvahs, to be mevarer, to be mechaye meisim, and to bring about the eventual Gemitzvus Ritzenecho, Nase Begilu Kvar B'Tisha B'Av. This is already openly right, already on Tisha B'Av. B'Tchila Zmanu Tfilos Mincha, the beginning of the time and the prayer of Mincha. She'oz Kilo Chamosei Kaviyochel Ala Itzim Ala Avonim. The actually Leis Erev, when was the Eibishter made the burning of this, was towards the evening. And that at that time, we already have the beginning of the turnaround. at the time of Tfilas Mincha, when the destruction, the burning of the Beis Hamikdash, Shaos Kiloch HaMosei. So Hashem has concluded and gotten all the anger. There's nothing left of that anger. Kaviyochal Aleitzim V'Alavonim. So to speak, on the stone and the wood, that's what he destroyed. Shezeh Hera Begolui. That showed openly Goytel Ha'avod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol Hamosoi Kilo Legamri. He entire anger, he finished. Totally. Shlei Nisham Menuklum. There's no anger left. U'miyad Noilad Mashiach Mashiach Shal Yisrael. And immediately Mashiach, the Savior of Eden, was born right then and there in the Mincha, in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. And as said before, we see this also in practical, halachically, in our conduct. In a way of conduct on Tisha B'Av after midday, we see there's a lot of the leniency, so that means openly it comes about in such a way. It's not completely the total, full, revealed way, the level of salvation, the level of nechama, keeps on going from day to day. The more the levona gets closer to the condition in which the full moon, which is the 15th, Adlish Lemus Hagilu B'Chamish Asibov, until the complete revelation when the full moon on the 15th of Av, Shenase Yom Tov Godel B'Yoser, it becomes a very great Yom Tov, greatest Yom Tov, to the extent V'ad Sheloi Hoyu Yom Tovim L'Yisrael K'Chamish Asibov, that there were not such Yom Tovs for Yidden like the 15th. Of God. So now the Rebbe is going to go back to explain what he started in the beginning of the Maimer, as we're saying, that there is the great Yirida, there is an elevation. The Rebbe is going to explain that these are the two parts of the Shema. The first portion in which Torah comes first, because it doesn't have yet that Yirida in Maisa HaMitzvahs. In the beginning, we talk about the mile of Torah over mitzvahs, and then we have the second parsha, which is the mile of mitzvahs over Torah. Based on what we said before, that specifically through the descent lower and lower, you can impact that there should be an elevation higher and higher. To a higher place, Mahamokoim Shemisham Hoysaha Yirido, from the place where the descent comes from. Through the greatest descent, you can bring it up to even a higher place from the where the Yirido was, so that the Yid, when he's doing with the Doimem Tzemeya Chai, and the elevation brings up the person who is Mekabel from the Odom, that he gets the Meitzipi Avai, and Noisi, as Noisi, raises him to a higher place from where the descent comes down, brings him up even higher. Move on, Gam Mailas Inyan Hamaisa Legabi Yinatamot. So this will also understand the advantage of the idea of action in relationship, or measure it relative to study. Action, maisa mitzvahs, Talmud limud haTorah. Shezehu klolus hachiluk shebein mitzvahs maisa leTorah Talmud. This is generally the chiluk, the difference. How low it goes down is the difference between mitzvahs, which is maisa, comes down in action, goes lower, to Torah, Talmud, which doesn't go down so low. The Hine Toira in Yonah Hamshacha Mil Maila Lamata. Toira idea is, it comes from above to below. But the above comes below, and below gets the level of above, that the Toira, the way it is, remains when it comes down below. That Toira in Yonah Hamshacha Mil Maila Lamata, Ubiyachad Im Zeh, but together, while it's below, HaLoikoy Dvorah Ke'esh Goymer. But the word of Toira is like fire, which means that even when a person is Tomei, he's still learning Toira, because Toira is not Mekabel Tuma, which means the potency of Toira remains even as the Toira when it comes down below. Shalochein Ein Divrei Toira Mekabelim Tuma, Mad Eish Ein Mekabel Tuma, as we Chazal learn out, that Torah is not mekabel tuma, because the Torah remains in its kedusha even if it's the way it comes down. Hainu, that is, shagam kasha nimtzoyim lamato, even when we find ourselves below. Even if somebody who is in a condition, a situation, he's opposite of clean, gam shom einu mekablim tuma, over there they also don't receive tuma. So that means it's milmaila lamato, it stays, it doesn't really go down and does never loses its level. It comes down from above to below to impact the below, but it doesn't lose, it doesn't come down mata. It's not very low, it's low, but it remains in its kedusha. Mashenki mitzvahs, but mitzvahs hari inyonim uvedvorim gashmim dafke. Mitzvahs are connected specifically to physical matter. To such an extent, all mitzvahs. Now you can say there are mitzvahs in mind, the Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Emunas Hashem, different mitzvahs that are in the Moyach. But there too it has to impact the physicality, the gashmis, the head, the physical part. Mitzvahs are meant to impact maisa, the action, the physicality. Even those mitzvahs whose main idea is to understand or grasp, which is in the mind or in the feeling of the heart. So you say, well, that's not a mitzvah which you're doing with the physical, it's not an esrik or tzitzis, which is with a physical item, it's something which is in the mitzvah, in the mind and the heart, but still, kshurim heimim evorim agashmi, first of all, they're tied to the physical limbs, moyach agashmi v'lev agashmi, the physical mind and the physical heart. Ubefrat al piyam avur bekama mekoymes, especially based on what's explained in many places, that itake has to make an impact on your physical. It's not only in your physical mind and heart, but it has to make a change. That the ultimate wholesomeness of the service when you fulfill these mitzvahs that are in the heart and the mind, when there is a change, when there is a physical change in the vessels of the mind and the vessel of the heart, that there is actually a change. Kivutz, either it shrinks, visrach was widens, ispashto expansion. There is the intensity of the mitzvah that you do with your heart and your mind leaves a physical impression, a change in there. The kivun shebe mitzvah is yeshna inyan shel yirid lamata yoser begashmis. Over there, there is descent in gashmis. That's why it's dafke through mitzvahs we reach very high. And now the Rebbe is going to articulate there and explain this, that there's two prospects over here, two different ideas. And one idea is, before you do a mitzvah, you have to know what to do. So you need the Talmud, you need to learn. So the greatness of learning is because the learning guides you what to do in the mitzvahs. But then once you do the mitzvahs, once you know what to do with the mitzvahs, there's an issue. Is what's greater? So we say over there mitzvahs are greater because mitzvahs reach to the lower level, to the Gashmiyas, and the lower they reach, that means that they're elevated to a higher place. Look inside. There's two perspectives, there's two views. Doesn't mean one is right and wrong, on the contrary, they're both words of the living God, which means both perspectives, both concepts have validity. They're both words of Hashem. And the issue is, im Talmud Godel, im Maisa Godel, is study the greater of the two, or action is the greater, when we measure study versus action. This is also the difference in the two orders in the Pasuk, in which in the first parsha of Shema, it talks first about study, and then it talks about mitzvahs. In the second parsha of Shema, it talks first about mitzvahs and then about study. So these are the two views as expressed in the Pasuk in the two different parshias of the Torah. Haseider, as we said before, they're both worlds of the living God. So there's two, there's room and there is validity to both of them. That's why the various psukim identify with each one of these two views. I say the order in the first section of the Shema, the first portion of Shema, Shema Bohafto, Shatrila Nemar Vishinantum. Over there, first it says you shall study it. And then later on it talks about tying the mitzvahs, which is represented by Tefillin. That is Kihadeya Shatamud Godl. That goes according to the opinion that study is greater. Shadi Kedima Betoira. How do we see this? Because since the Torah writes about studying Vishinantum Levanecha, the study first, since it comes first in Torah, that points to an advantage, that it comes first, an advantage that is greater. The order in the second portion of Krishma, first it says you shall tie them. So first the mitzvahs, tefillin, which represents mitzvahs, and then it says study. That goes like the opinion of Maisa Godel, that greater is action. What does it mean that sometimes learning is greater and action is greater? The Rebbe explains. To use the lotion of the pasuk, why are we learning? The idea of studying is on the simple level, just to know what to do, what we're supposed to do, and what we're not allowed to do. Shazohu close in yana mitzvahs. This is generally what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs asay, or mitzvahs leis asay, the positive mitzvahs and those prohibitions. But achar kach, and only after you know what you should, you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, after leis kiyum mitzvahs bepoil, then you can fulfill the mitzvahs actually, once you know what you need to do and what you're not allowed to do. This is the reason why study is great. Because this study is going to lead you to doing. As explained in the laws of Talmud Torah v'Al Tereb. And that is, she'inyan ha-Talmud kol kosher im ha-Rosh. Study is tied to the head. Why is it a head? A head is on the top, the brain. The head of the person studies. That's Talmud. Why is the head called Rosh? Why? Shenikra b'shem Rosh. It's called with the name Rosh, l'fisha koydem b'mayla, because it is first in advantage, in level, and that dominates and that rules the entire body. The head runs the body. The body can be compared to yina mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the body. So the Rosh, the Talmud, the study dominates the mitzvahs. Ramach mitzvahs asay. The 248 limbs and the 365 prohibitions, sagidim shehem lamata marush, they're lower than the head. So the head is higher. That's the top. That's the head, and that's the loader. Shalochein, and that's why before you can even start mitzvahs, tzorich liyis tchilas halachlotas harosh, there needs to be a decision made by the head, keitzat tiyah nohagas haguf, how the body should run. Verak shaka asher yeshnom kvar beizho inyonim, the Torah of mitzvahs. Once there is already both areas, you have Torah, you have the study, and you have the mitzvahs. What needs to be done? Not azay yesh mokum lebeis deis makoydim. Then you have room. What comes first? Limud asiyah. And only then you can come. Ad ledeya beis, to the second opinion, shemaisa godel. You need to have first the head, and the head needs to tell you that you have to do all the mitzvahs. And once you know there's all the mitzvahs, then you have to make a decision. What comes first? The mitzvah, the learning. But you can't, without the learning, you can't even start. So you have to have the head first. You have to have the vishinantum levanecha first. And then you can have what? Ba'al de'a beis. To the second, shemaisa godl. Mitzado ilu shal yidei ha'irid lamata davke. Then maisa becomes great because of the advantage, because of the descent. It is greater. That's generally as the advantage of the month of Avkina. So, but now we understand, even though that we're saying there is an advantage, like in the second pasuk, but you can't come to that advantage without having the first portion of Shema, the first learning Torah and the decision and the mitzvahs that come as a follow-up from the Torah. So the first parsha has to talk about shinantum and mitzvahs. V'alfa b'kinema v'shinantum lifnei ukshartum. V'shinantum before ukshartum, Talmud lifnei maise. Ki af al pisha god lamaylos ha-maise. Because even though that it is greater, the advantage of maise, mikol mokoyim. Nevertheless, kidei sheyuchal liyis inyan ha-maise. In order for it to be the maisa, to be greater, to be maisa, tzorich liyis tchila inyan ha-talmud shemevel de maisa. You need to first have it studied that brings to maisa. First you have the Talmud that brings to maisa, and then you can have maisa god. K'moy shehu b'chlolus ha-vedis ha-odom. As it is, you see ha-chlolus ha-vedis ha-odom. Earlier, the Rebbe brought out that the person is yichya ha-odom from Davke, from the highest Lechem, the Nitzutz, which is in the Daimim, in the Tzemeach, in the Chai, the person lives, because it fell further. But yet the Rebbe points out now, but the person can only live from them once he turns them into a Maichel Adam. You can't just take wheat off the treat and then eat wheat. It doesn't work that way. You have to grind it and you have to do all the malachas until you break it and make it into bread. So that means you need to have that preparation. You need the Talmud that brings l'dei maisa, and then you can say, oh, now we have the nitzutz of the lechem, or we have the nitzutz of the chai, or the tzemeach, and that's going to give him the chayis. But you need to make it into that. You need the Talmud gadol first. Just like it's in generally by the service of man, the option is by Lil Sivdalat, even though we explained earlier in Sivdalat, that the vitality of the person comes from the Meitzepiavai, which is love, which is below the person. Because of the advantage of the descent to below. So we're not going to say, oh, let him just eat semeach, let him just eat. No, we have to prepare it. It has to come to become a food for the human. You need that preparation. In order for the person to live from the eating of the, through eating the bread, first you need to prepare es halechem. You need to prepare the bread. That it should be fit for a person's consumption. As we find in the Gemara, Adam mevi chitim kaisas bitmiya. A person brings wheat into the home. Can he eat chitim? No, you have to prepare it. You need to make it into a human consumption nowadays, or connected through the support, connected through the wife. The person goes to the field, he works the field, he brings it home, and the wife makes the bread. So the same thing is by Talmud Maisa, like the general, as the Rebbe says, as it's enclosed, Avedu Sa'odom, the same thing is Talmud Maisa. Sha'av, Sha'maisa Godl. Besad, Ma'ilas Ha'iri de Lamata. Even though Maisa is greater because of the advantage that it went down lower into Gashmi, Ismakom Mokim Kadesh, Yuchaliyas Inyan Ha'maisa. In order for it to be possible to be the idea of Maisa, Tzorech Liyas, Hagdomas HaTalmud, we need to introduce first the learning to know what to do. Ba'ideiz and the Toysev Gamba HaTalmud. Through the introduction of Talmud before Maisa, then when you come to the advantage of Maisa, adds also in the Talmud, or Ilu de Maisa, Kishem, Shenetoyse Ba'odam, Ha'ideh Achilas Halechem, just like the person is added from the Dvaravaye of the Lechem, raises the person that his Nitzus goes also higher through the eating of the Lechem Kinah. Zayim, zehu gam abiyur b'derech efshe b'seder beis ha-parshas. This is possible explanation. In the order of the two parshas, the Kriya Shema, b'ashinuim b'neihem, and the difference between them. So we say, the two parshas are specifically, that's the order, the way, the Omer Hazal, they said, why did the portion of Shema come before Mishamoyah? That means it's significance that why one comes. The answer, the sages answer, so Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, Machkach Malchus Mitzvahs. But the Rebbe brings this to say, so we see the order over here. We have to start with Shema, Vahavto, and then we go to Vayim Shemoyah. So why is the order first in the order of Sukkim? The Parsha Shema comes first before the portion of Mishmayil Shekeinu Seder Avodah, because that's the order of the Avodah. Bekivon Sheseder Avodah Hu, and since the order of the Avodah is Shetchila Tzorich Liyis Limud HaTorah, first you need to study Torah. Ba'acha Kacha Limud Meivul Demaisa, and then this study brings you to Maisa. That's why in the first parsha the order is Vishinantom, learning Torah v'achachukshartom. First, but here is not just learning Torah, because we're learning Torah to know how to do mitzvahs. That's why we say Vishinantom. If they ask you halacha, you know what to do, because this is the prerequisite before doing the mitzvahs. Lachem b'parsha rishoyna, Shalidea limud vishinantom, through learning in a way of vishinantom, yodei echel kaim ha-mitzvahs, he knows how to fulfill the mitzvahs, ukshartom, umikaimom bishlemusom, he knows how to do the mitzvahs, ukshartom, which is represent mitzvahs, and then he kaim bishlemusom. And that becomes the preparation to, through learning properly, becomes the preparation to do the mitzvahs in the future, as the Eibishter wants us to do the mitzvahs. Because without learning, you may do the mitzvahs, but you're not going to do it properly. Not ki mitzvahs ritzinecho. That's also this precise language of vishinantom. Should be sharp in your mouth. If a person asks you halacha, you should know right away. In order for this study to bring you to action, it's only if he's studying in such a way, he's coming to conclude the study to find out what the halacha is. So that's the way it's going to lead you to Maisa. Omnom la'achrei shekodma parsha shema. But once we have already the parsha shema, shekvar yeshnei halimud vishinantem v'hamaisa bo al yodei ukshartem. We already have the study vishinantem, and we have the action ukshartem. Azai bo parsha shniyeh. Then we come to the second portion. Shaboha Seder, over there the order is reversed. Uvetchilo k'shartum goyber. First the mitzvahs. Ulachar zeh limudat Torah. Then the study of Torah. Now, we don't have to study Torah now, lasuk yishmaitza. Here we need to study Torah because of the mitzvah of limudat Torah itself. The mitzvah of learning to know halacha, that was the shinantum in the first parsha. V'kivon shal libud lasuk yishmaitza libud ilchus. So, yesh nekvar lifnei zeh, that already has before. Shazo mashinema beparsha v'shoyne v'shinantum u'kshartum, first v'shinantum u'kshartum. Lochein nemar kam v'lemadetem stam. Generally, shakoylel koleifane alibud afilo oifun dedrush v'kabel schar. This includes all styles of learning. Not to learn just l'sukish maita libud ilchase, but even a way to just expound and get reward just to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We don't need to be Shinantum because we're not talking anybody anymore about learning to know what to do. So this is in the second. The Rebbe brings out, there's a whole other point over here, the Rebbe brings down another idea, that in the second Parsha, it's talking more about the way it's going to be in the future. And in the future, we know that the real level of service of Hashem and in the future to come, really we'll be able to tell fully that the Maase is greater. Because the second portion of Parsha Shniya, Vohim Shemoi, is talking about the future, Lo'osid Lovei, and over there, Maase is Godel. That's why over there it says first, Ukshartem, and then V'lemadetem. The Rebbe explains. There's another idea here. Dina, you do it. No, Lo'osid Lovei, Yeh Maase Godel. And in the future, there's going to be, Maase is going to be greater. V'lochein, Haseder, Ukshartem, Vachach, L'maidetem, Maase Godel. That's why the order. First Ukshartem and then the Lamadetem, which tells us the Maase is greater. Nemar b'parsha shnei davkit in second parsha. Because the second parsha talks about lo'osid lovei. Ki emahachilukim, because the first parsha is v'ohavto v'cholav. The second parsha talks about the story, what's going to happen, and this word is talking about lo'osid lovei. Ki emahachilukim b'im parsha d'shoyno parsha shnei. The differences between the first portion, Shema v'ahavta, and the Parsha Shniya, Vohim Shemoya, so Parsha Rishoni B'loshon Tzivui. It's in a language presented, a command. Ba'avar, in the past and the present. V'ahavta, as Hashem, in the past and the present. Parsha Shniya B'loshon Tzivui, it's a command. But V'gam B'loshon Sipur, it's also relating Ba'osif, what's going to take place. Vasipuru, what's the story? Shayiv esartam bavadetam. You're going to turn away, you're going to worship. Ba'achakachi in atshuva. You're going to vavadetam kibachelim, shtachavisunam, chorav Hashem, v'tzashmaim liyamot, v'adom lim. And then it's going to be tshuva. Shazo mashakosu, v'samtem es dvore eila, you're going to put these words. V'lochein nema la'achar izeh, that's why, since we're talking about lo'osid lovei, k'sezu k'shartam l'maditam, because we're talking about lo'osid lovei, kivon, Shalosid Lova Yi Maisa Godl, Maisa is going to be greater. So that's another reason why in the second parsha we talk about first the idea of Maisa, that because we're talking about Lo'osid Lovei, and Lo'osid Lovei there will be Maisa Godl. So the Rebbe says now, Zohu klolus ha'inyan da'yoyma de'kogorim. This is the general idea of this day, which is that Rabbi Yosef said Matan Torah that made him special. But the Rebbe says this special day, the Rebbe is referencing Chamisha Osar B'Av. This is the day that brings about this special inyan. Chamishas be'av. Shushleimus haliyah la'achar ha'yirida de Tisha B'av. This is the ultimate elevation that's after the descent of Tisha B'av. Kivish nimshach begilui bizman shahoyo bizman shebeisam migdosh. The way it came down when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Chamisha Osa Ba'av came down to such a great Yom Tov because it had the great Aliyah. V'achafilu b'zman ha'golus, also to now, even now in time of Golus, Yeshnam kam min hogim b'tezbav Ba'av, there's many traditions on the 15th of Av. Because of the many reasons the Gemara says it was a great Yom Tov, so we would do it today too. Some Kedis Vashlom L'Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu Hazokin, as we find in the Hashlama, the fill of the in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Seif Sif Ches. So over there, it brings down many reasons. Ube Pri Etz Chaim, and also in the Pri Etz Chaim, and he says Ube Shas Meine Shisha Mehem. In the Gemara, there's six. The Rebbe brings down the Pri Etz Chaim that there's seven. Now move Bedrusha B'Seinu Seinu Rebbe Maschal Nachmo. In the Maimer Nachmu, there it says there are seven reasons. Moine Zayin, Mailis, Toivis, Leisa Yoim. He counts seven. There are seven, so he says, Mokhuna li Yisoid, Shu Zayin. The Sphiris ha Yisoid. Which is that day, which is seven. Now, Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Hoid Yisoid would be six, but I think this is maybe the Shisha Mehem, but over there it's seven. So how is this the Sfiris HaYisoid? Basically, in the Gemara, there is different reasons, but in the Hashlama Shulchan Aruch, that's a separate printed, they found the Hashlama of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, over there the Rebbe brings down a Siv Ches. We only have Siv Vav in our Shulchan Aruch. And in Pri Etz Chaim, it's brought down that the Alter that the Rebbe bring down the Maimorim in Eter. Over there is 7 miles, but the Yoyin Amachuna Li Yisoid Shehu Zayin. I'm not sure exactly what it means to the Yisoid Shehu Zayin, because it talks to Bakoili, the other Maimer of the Alter of the Rebbe, but that needs to be still looked into. Through all this, all the different levels that take place on Tu B'Av, Tezvav comes to the level and the step, as it's going to be in the future to come, Shehoz Yizgadel, Gale, Goydel, Ha'ilui, then will be revealed the great elevation that was through the descent in Golus. Then the Maise will be great as well, the ultimate greatness of Maise. So should be to us very soon, through the work of the service of Tshuva and Golus, Kibruz, the Parshashniya, the Kriyashma, Beloshen Osid. As hinted in the second portion in Ba'osid, meaning that we're going to do teshuva, the future. Hashem will bring back your returns with the Chamecha, have compassion. V'shov and will return v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, he will gather you from all the nations. Haynu sheshchinta shebegolusa. That the Eibishter will return also, that the Shechinta which is in Golus, Toshu ma'agolus yachadim b'nei Yisrael. V'heshiv le'nembar el v'shov, it doesn't say he'll bring back, but the Eibishter himself will return from the Golus together with b'nei Yisrael. V'ifun in a way sh'atim t'luktu le'echad echad b'nei Yisrael. You'll be counted, collected one by one. The Rebbe teaches the word echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachi, it's called echad ve'echad. Mi Yisrael, he collects each one, al deha echad shaboy, through the one, the uniqueness, the one of the Yidden. Malicha l'kabba b'nei Mashiach Tzidkenu, leads him to receive, greet Mashiach Tzidkenu b'nareinu b'skenenu, with our youth, with our elders, b'baneinu b'naseinu, with our sons and daughters, the kaspum z'hovam v'itom, their money, their gold with them, im kol habirurim, with all these things that they sorted out, and all the sparks of Kedusha, to the extent that you will actually totally empty out, as we say, we're going to sort out everything, nothing left. The spirit of Tumah I will remove from the land. And then we'll see openly, there was no Yom Tovim like Ov, then we will see it openly. And in all of the Holy Land, all of Eretz Yisrael, but especially in Yerushalayim, he says. So these two in Yonim, that we're saying in Eretz Yisrael and in Bechlal, the land of Yerushalayim, and in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbe brings down Lahoyir Mishteh Gersoy B'Soyv Tainis, the two Gersoyis Shebehem, Benoish Yerushalayim and Benoish Yisrael, so connecting to specifically to Ira Kodesh, to Yerushalayim, and to the land of Israel in general, because of Mamish, Bebiyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, very soon with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.